107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Hey, it's Monday. Voice of Stratford Warriors Hockey, Casey Kenny, is here because it's big news for the weekend. Casey, good to see you.
For sure. Hey, good to see you, Jamie. Thanks for having me in.
So, what a game Friday.
Man, you know, I was joking with some people that it was a good thing that I had holidays before then leading up to that game because, yeah, it was a triple overtime thriller for sure. Luckily enough, Stratford came out on the right side of it and defeated Brantford in five games, took the series. They will move on to play Elmira, but just so you know, and I guess so the fans know, had Brantford won that game, there would have been another game Saturday afternoon at 5 in Brantford. So we were getting to the point almost, because it was getting late. It was about a quarter, I want to say it was about a quarter to 12 when finally the game was over. We were getting to the point where we were going to have to start saying later today for game 5, you know, which was bizarre. I never said anything like that before during a broadcast, but yeah, it was pretty crazy for sure. But fortunately, the third overtime ended rather quickly. I think it was like 14 seconds or something like that. The puck was dumped down in the Brantford end, thrown out in front. Cole Lewis was there to put it in. Second overtime winner of the series, and there you go.
Now, you like those overtime games. Are you still a fan of overtime?
I'm still an overtime fan, for sure, for sure. I'm trying to think all weekend, have I ever done a game that's that long before? I have certainly done double overtime before, but I don't think I've ever done one that's gone quite that far.
Yeah,
so
I wouldn't think so.
No, so the thing is, and you don't have any idea when it's going to end. Yeah, so you just kind of take a break during the intermission, you go over your notes, you get ready to go again, and then there you go, right? But, I mean, it's exciting for sure. There was two posts hit in overtime, one by both teams, Stratford hitting one in the first overtime period, Brantford hitting one in the second overtime period. So, I mean, it was certainly not without drama, for sure. Yeah. But
the fans got their money's worth.
They certainly did, for sure, almost two full games. So, yeah, no definitely.
So, again, so Stratford has wrapped up this series. They move on.
Yeah, so they'll move on to the second round to take on the Elmira Sugar Kings, which will be a great series.
Yeah.
Stratford and Elmira, certainly a rivalry there. They go back and forth during the season. Their games were great. We're not quite sure exactly when that one will get started. Some rumors on the street that it might be Friday, but that's yet to be confirmed yet. If it would be, I would expect that it would be started Friday at home and then maybe Sunday in Elmira, just because Sunday is their home game date.
Sure.
They usually have their home games on Sundays, so I would expect something along those lines, but
yet to be
announced yet. Yeah. Exactly.
Man, we're looking forward to it. And, of course, you'll be calling the game.
Yeah, for sure. I'm back now and gave my voice a rest over the weekend and didn't go very far. I guess I was more tired than I thought, so pretty well just spent the weekend on the couch. But, yeah, certainly I'll be ready to go, and we'll have all the broadcasts throughout the playoffs live on StratfordWarriors.hockey.
Awesome. That is great stuff. So, again, Stratford Warriors move on to the second round, and I understand, again, great crowds, too.
Yes, for sure. I should say that for the Irish game as well. I mean, they certainly had a great game on Saturday too, so yeah, I think it's over 1500, I want to say, or something like that, fans.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
You know, between the two games, and yeah, I mean, it's great for sure. It just goes to prove again that Stratford is a hockey town.
You bet. Stratford Warriors continue, and the voice of Stratford Warriors Hockey, Casey Kenny, thanks for the update.
Thanks, Jamie.